Frankie Bankian, Public Service Message. A comic strip written, drawn, and read by me, Daniele Rossi. Originally posted on frankiebankian.com on August the 4th, 2025. This is a comic strip in 7 panels, and we begin with Frankie Banky with his arm around a little boy and gesturing towards him, saying, meet Billy. He will demonstrate a society-wide misconception about stuttering, one that begins when we only praise fluency. And Billy is waving hello and saying, hey. So on the next panel, we see Billy in a scenario where he is speaking to a woman and he is stuttering his phrase, saying, my name is B-B-B-B-B. And the woman is shaking her finger at him, saying, no, no, no. And there's a bit of a side note with an arrow pointing towards a woman. And the side note reads, society and some speech therapists and speech language pathologists. That's who the woman represents. And in the next panel, the woman continues and tells Billy, stop and try again. And then we see Billy in the following panel, maintaining perfect and very strict eye contact, and he's using various speech tools. A bit of a side note, speech tools are methods in how to help gain some control over your speech when you stutter. So there are different techniques, different tools, and as Billy speaks, but then, so if you could imagine that his speech tool, as he says, as he repeats his sentence using various speech tools, various parts of his sentences are being referenced. So around the speech bubble are what are indications of what speech tool he is using. That took me forever to explain. So Billy is saying, my name is Billy. So around the bubbles, the indications say, start with a deep breath, light contact, stretch, and slow speech. And there's an asterisk, a note, a side note below his speech bubble that reads, this stuff mostly only works in the therapy room anyway. It's not bad or wrong. It's what happens next. And speaking of next, we go on to the next panel, and the woman pats his head and says, good boy, and offers him a treat. In the next panel, she tosses him a biscuit and says, here's a treat. We reach the third, we reach the seventh, I had to count. We reach, try saying that 5 times fast, the seventh and final panel where the boy is being sarcastic. So there is an indication of not really speech tool, but it just says sarcasm. And it's pointing to his words, his balloon bubble, which as he goes, arf, 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 he's acting like a dog. He has his arms up as if, you know, he's acting like a puppy on his hind legs. Frankie Banky walks into the scene and tells the woman, stuttering isn't wrong. Teaching kids to fear and avoid it is. Trust me on this. And that's the end of the comic. Author's commentary. Actually, this will be a very long author's commentary. In case you're wondering, no, I'm not saying speech tools, fluency techniques, or fluency in general are wrong. I drew this comic as a response after having recently learned about yet another disturbing method of speech therapy for stuttering, where the child client is actually punished for stuttering and rewarded when speaking fluently. In other words, don't stutter or else. And my question is, why? Even if the stutter, even if the child or stutterer of any age truly wants to learn speech tools, this approach is only instilling a fear of stuttering into the child and stifling his or her potential. For example, a 10-year-old boy was inspired when he read the scene in my graphic novel, Tales of Mischief, Mayhem, and Mirth, where Frankie Banky is interviewed on a radio station, stutter and all. The boy then gave a presentation about stuttering in front of his class on his own initiative later that same week. Stutter and all. He got an applause, and he felt great afterwards. He then gave the same presentation to his entire school a month later. Would it have been better to have punished this boy instead for not having spoken fluently? Would he be better off fearing stuttering the rest of his life? Should he also be told the lie that no girl would want to date him when he reaches his teenage years because he is confident enough to look stigma and adversity in the eye and live his life? Or the 12-year-old boy who, on his own initiative, walked up to the podium where I was emceeing at a recent stutter camp, nonchalantly grabbed the microphone out of my hand and started telling jokes? Stutter and all. Would it have been better if I had told him he could proceed only if he hid his stutter? No. Instead, I declared him my assistant and let him continue doing my emceeing duties. There would be no Frankie Banky today if I was still fearing being caught stuttering because of the now outdated messaging I got from society growing up in the 1970s and 1980s. I learned otherwise, thanks to having discovered a more realistic perspective and positive community of fellow stutterers. Stuttering is okay. Really, stuttering is okay. It's how we talk. The stigma of stuttering is not okay. That's what has been causing all our problems. Teaching a kid to fear stuttering is not okay. Teaching a kid how to control their speech whenever they want to is okay. Just don't make it into an award ceremony. Otherwise, you will potentially create harm. The harm in feeling inadequate because you can't speak fluently outside of the therapy room, along with the resentment towards speech therapists for having created the harm. You can still be an effective communicator even when you stutter. And quite frankly, fluency can never be achieved unless you eventually grow out of it, which doesn't happen for many. So why not put the focus more on addressing emotions, fear of stigma, and desensitization? After all, as Lee Reeves, CFO of Stuttering Therapy Resources Inc., wrote back in 2010, the decision to change the way we speak requires personal risk and will be met with both success and failure. With the foundation of acceptance, success is more sustainable and failure is less destructive. Yes, I still stutter. So this is me speaking. Yes, I still stutter. Sometimes I use a speech tool when I feel like it. Lots of times I don't. Sometimes it feels good to stutter. Sometimes it doesn't. And thanks to having addressed stigma and desensitization, I'm able to easily brush off any negative emotions or feedback whenever they arise. Fortunately, some speech therapists and therapy programs do reward overt stuttering. In other words, rewarding courage, bravery, and resilience. And the outcomes for success are far greater than any speech therapy based on counting disfluencies. Unfortunately, work still needs to be done. I had a conversation with a speech-language pathologist I met one evening at the ASHA convention a few years ago. The second I didn't stutter on a sentence, she jumped in and enthusiastically informed me of that fact. It's all in my mind, and it's up to me to stutter or not. The locus of control, she said. I had to actually explain to an ASHA-licensed SLP that stuttering isn't constant. The conference also had an exhibitor booth selling their video game where your player gets eaten by alligators every time he or she stutters. Okay, that's a typo. It's not the conference. They had an exhibitor booth selling their video. Okay, yeah, I gotta reword that. It's not ASHA that has a video game. It's an exhibitor had a booth. So I gotta figure that one out. Anyway, the commentary is not over yet. There's still one small piece left. Bear with me here. Being different is normal. Perfection just does not exist. Just like this audio description episode that I have. Okay, back to my author's commentary. My aim here isn't debating acceptance versus fluency. That debate has been going on for decades, and I don't think it will ever go away anytime soon. My aim here is the idea of rewarding passing off as perfect when perfection doesn't actually exist. We all want to be accepted. We are social beings. However, And I quote, "Being different, including having a disability, is actually normal." To paraphrase speaker Chris Rudin. Now, Chris doesn't stutter. However, he is an amputee, type 1 diabetic, record-holding power lifter, who also bet two-handed lifters, despite being told he never win any competitions because of his disability. During an interview on the Always Looking Up podcast, Chris used the example of walking into a room full of people. Each individual, regardless of having a disability or not, is different in one way or another. Height, eye color, strengths. If someone is great in math, whatever. Being different is normal. It would be boring if everyone was the same. And to quote Chris, "We were designed to stand out, not to be the same as everyone else." The two boys I mentioned earlier, they are going to grow up and kick some serious butt without having to fear stuttering. In fact, they already are. You have been listening to the Frankie Banky podcast, offering audio descriptions of Frankie Banky comics written, drawn, and read by me, Daniele Rossi. But you can call me Danny. Email me your feedback at hello@frankiebanky.com. That's hello@frankybanky.com. More Frankie Banky, including the comics, at frankiebanky.com. Music by audionautics.com. That's audionautics with an X. I also produce the Stuttering is Cool podcast, where I talk about, well, stuttering. Check it out at stutteringiscool.com. Ciao.